Ni hao.
I just learned it.
Now I need Raymond. It is a pleasure for me to be here today.
好高興今天喺度能夠見到大家。
I bring you greetings from our president, David Hearn, and our national office staff.
為我哋嘅嗱，代我哋嘅會長同埋我哋整個宣道總會嘅同工向大家問安。
I want to express our appreciation to New Covenant for your faithfulness to the Mission Fund, the Global Advance Fund, and all your support of the ministries that happen within the CNMA beyond your own church.
我亦都係感謝大家，你喺環球宣教基金為整個宣道會事工嘅參與奉獻。
Today we are going to look into the scriptures to discover God's heart for those that suffer poverty, injustice, and oppression.
今天我哋都会喺经文入边，我哋就会思想神佢对睇到有咁多嘅不公平，咁多嘅贫穷嘅情况嘅时候，神嘅心肠系点呢？
We don't have to look very far from our own streets here in Toronto to the news about global issues around the world to know that millions and millions of people suffer injustice and oppression and poverty.
我哋喺多伦多呢个地方，实际上可以睇到我哋整个世界有成千上万嘅人，佢哋喺贫穷，佢哋喺不公义嘅情况底下。
We have international workers in over 40 countries around the world, and in many of the cultures that they work, they are faced with these realities every day.
我哋差出去嘅宣教士遍布我哋世界上40个嘅国家，而佢哋每天咧都系面对紧呢啲嘅不公义嘅事情。
In my role as the director of Alliance Justice and Compassion, I have traveled to over 40 countries and personally seen much of these tragedies myself.
而我作為宣道會公義同埋憐憫事工呢個嘅主任，我咧就喺世界各地超過40個國家，我哋時常都要係飛嚟飛去。
As an example of the reality in one culture that represents many cultures around the world, I want to introduce you to a lady that I met in Niger.
咁咧，我首先咧想同大家介紹我喺尼日爾我遇到嘅一位嘅女士。
This woman's reality is common to many throughout different cultures around the world.
而呢位女士嘅遭遇咧，同世界上好多唔同嘅国家、文化、社会里边嘅遭遇都系一样。
For just a moment this morning, I want to invite you to walk in her shoes and try and imagine yourself experiencing her realities.
咁我想大家你好似你系佢，你代入佢嘅身上，睇下佢实际嘅情况系点样。
Because she lives in a culture that does not value women and girls, she has not received one day of education.
因为佢嘅社会文化里边，对女人、对嗰啲细路女咧，佢哋都系唔尊重嘅，因此佢从未受过一日嘅教育。
As a result, of course, she is illiterate.
因此佢唔识字。
She is the wife, one wife of, one husband who has several wives.
佢嘅丈夫咧有好多個妻子，佢只不過係其中一個。
In that culture, wives are pretty much to satisfy the man's needs and to bear children.
而佢所係做嘅任務咧，只不過話為佢生兒育女。
If a woman is barren, that is doubly shameful in her culture.
咁如果佢冇得生育嘅話咧，就係雙重嘅羞恥。
In her culture as well, she is not valued as much as the goats and the cows.
而喺佢嘅文化裏邊咧，佢嘅價值真係比起一隻牛或者羊都不如。
She has no access to clean water.
佢唔係話日日都有乾淨嘅食水。
How many of you turned your tap on this morning and brushed your teeth? I hope it's 100%.
咁相信我哋每一個人咧，今朝起身咧，扭開水喉都可以刷牙啦。
She has no access to medical care, and even if she did, it may be too costly, and her husband may not even want to invest in that for her.
咁咧，對於佢嘅醫療嘅服務咧，實在太昂貴，而且佢嘅丈夫亦都未必一定准許佢嚟去。
She has an insecure food source, and for several months in the year after the harvest has run out, she may not have food to feed her children.
當嗰個地方嘅收成完咗嘅時候咧，佢嘅食物亦都面臨短缺，甚至喂嗰啲嘅細路仔咧都冇食物。
And in her culture, the reality is that her child may not live to be the age of five because one in five children die before the age of five from preventable diseases like malaria.
在尼日爾的地方呢，有一些好像藥疾那樣的疾病呢，其實可以避免的，但很不幸地，因為他們沒有這樣的常識，他們每五個小朋友呢，有一個在五歲之前呢，就會死了的。
The other reality is that her husband may probably sell her daughter in marriage for a dowry price, as young as 12, 13, or 14 years old.
咁而佢會將佢哋嘅女咧，十二三歲咧，就當呢啲嫁妝咁咧，就賣咗出去。
We know that this represents many cultures that are broken around our world.
實際上喺世界好多嘅國家，好多嘅破碎嘅國家裏邊，都係同樣嘅情況。
When I meet people like this and see their realities, I go back to a lodging at night that is comfortable, and my heart breaks. I sob for these people.
當我每日見到呢啲咁悲慘嘅人嘅時候，喺晚上翻到我居住嘅地方，好舒服，我忍不住咧，我會喊起上嚟。
And I think to myself, where is that good God? Where is that loving God?
我同自己講：神啊，你係愛，你係美好嘅神。你去咗邊度咧？
The only thing that helps me to process this is the reality that the scripture tells us God cares deeply for the poor, the oppressed, and those that suffer injustice, and it breaks his heart.
而聖經話俾我哋聽，神咧睇到一啲被壓制、貧窮、有需要嘅人嘅時候咧，神實在嘅心亦都係心碎嘅。
God did not create the world for these realities to exist.
上帝佢創造呢個世界嘅時候，實際唔希望見到呢啲而家現實咁悲慘嘅情況。
So many of these injustices that we see in the world today are a result of a sinful, broken worldview, structural evils that are part of culture or religious systems that are completely opposite to the way God designed the world.
而我哋今日見到呢啲情況咧，實際因為人嘅罪嘅問題，因為我哋對呢個世界觀，我哋所有一切嘅價值觀，我哋都同神所教導、聖經入面嘅教導都係背道而行。
And all through Scripture, in almost every book of the Bible, God responds to the cries of the poor and the oppressed, and He calls His people to do the same.
而如果我哋睇整本聖經，其實神係好關心嗰啲被壓制、貧窮嘅人，而且咧佢亦都為叫係屬於神嘅子民，我哋點樣有呢個嘅行動？
Even in the Old Testament, as you read the books of the law that God established for His people, we see that God mandates laws to ensure that justice and compassion were evident among His people.
甚至喺舊約嘅律法書嘅裏邊咧，神都教導佢嘅子民點樣去實踐呢個公義同埋憐憫。
Leviticus and Deuteronomy are full of very specific instructions that would ensure that as a community of God, they administered justice and cared for the poor, the widow, and the stranger.
而喺呢個《申命記》同埋《利未記》裏邊咧，神好清楚明白地話俾佢哋子民聽，佢哋點樣關心嗰啲貧窮嘅、嗰啲孤兒寡婦，係點樣有實際嘅行動。
And when God's people were not doing this, wow, did God ever get mad?
當佢哋唔係咁做嘅時候咧，神亦都係個憤怒會臨到佢哋身上。
You just have to read the prophets.
我哋咧睇個先知書，我哋知道啦。
One of those key scripture passages was the prophet Isaiah that we've already had read for us today.
而我哋今日咧剛剛讀過嘅以賽亞書第五十八章。
So as it was already read for us, I'll just reiterate that as we come to this passage, we see that the people of God are actually seeking God's presence. They're desiring to please Him. They're going through religious rituals to seek closeness with God.
而我哋睇呢段嘅经文嘅时候，我哋睇到神嘅子民咧，实在系好希望佢去接近神，做好多呢个宗教嘅礼仪，佢哋都希望系嚟到神嘅身边。
Yet Israel is rebuking them.
但系神系俾佢一个责备。
He's rebuking the people of God for having a form of religiosity and spiritually, but living selfishly, arrogantly, and in disunity.
但是神是責備他們，因為他們實際上是很高傲自大，而他們所謂的屬靈的情況都是神所不喜悅的。
And he begins to give them a picture of what a true expression of spirituality is for the people of God.
在第七節的時候，神很清楚讓他們看到真正的屬靈的生命究竟是怎樣。
I'll reread the verse. In this, is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood.
以赛亚书第58章第6节同埋第7节咁讲，圣经话不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下轭上的索，使被欺压的得自由，截断一切的轭吗？不是要把你们的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服蔽遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？
If you go on to read the rest of the chapter, you will see that Isaiah, he shows the picture of if you do these things, then you are going to see the powerful presence and healing of God in your midst.
如果我哋读埋跟住嗰章嘅经文嘅时候咧，我哋就会睇到神。如果佢哋真系咁实行嘅时候，神嘅临在同埋神俾佢哋睇到彰显佢嘅能力。
He says, if you will be a community that administers justice and mercy, the transforming presence and power of God will be experienced by all and in all areas of life.
而当他们这样实行这个公义和怜悯的时候，神的能力就会在他们的生命上得着这个彰显。
God's desire for his people is that we would be a community where healing and wholeness reigns.
上帝希望我们他们的子民呢活在一个的群体里面，那個群體呢是彼此的醫治，亦都是有這個全人的醫治。
Three chapters later in Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah prophesies of a future reality that is going to be fulfilled in Jesus.
而在三章之後呢，第61章呢，以賽亞亦都再有一個預言，而這個預言呢，就在耶穌基督的身上得著應驗。
And as Jesus begins his public ministry, he actually reads from the scroll of Isaiah the very words that were prophesied about him.
当耶稣基督开始他事工的时候，他在个会堂就拿起来读那个书卷，就是以赛亚书第61章。
Those words are found in Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
在路加福音第4章第18节，
Jesus stands and he reads from the scroll, The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
路加福音第四章第十八节，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的希利。
He finishes reading this, he rolls up the scroll, and he says, Today, this is fulfilled in your hearing.
当读完之后呢，耶稣卷起这个书卷，对他们说，他说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
This declaration by Jesus has to expand our understanding of the gospel.
耶稣基督这个宣告实际上让我们对福音有一个更深的了解。
For too long in the evangelical church, we have focused on the individual spiritual dimension of the gospel.
过去很长的日子，我们福音派的教会，我们都很着重我们在福音上面这个属灵的层面。
Yes, Jesus came to redeem individuals in our personal relationship with God, but there is so much more to the gospel, so much more to the work of Jesus' redemption.
耶稣基督的救赎呢，没错，是给我们每一个人呢，能够跟耶稣基督重新建立这个关系，但是不单只是这样，那个救赎呢，其实有更多的层面。
Christ's work of redemption, as stated in this declaration, is multidimensional, as outlined here in this passage.
耶稣基督在路加福音四章十八节讲的这个救赎，实际上有很多的层面的。
He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor."
他说，主的灵在我身上，因为用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
The idea here of restoring sight for the blind, yes, there's a spiritual component to spiritual blindness being healed, but we also know from Jesus' ministry that it also has a physical dynamic because Jesus healed blind eyes and opened them.
耶稣基督不单只是将属灵的眼睛来到去打开，而耶稣基督实际上呢，我们在福音书也都看到，也都是给很多 真真正正盲的人，他们能够重见光明，看到东
西。 Jesus raised the lame.
耶稣基督使到瘸腿的他可以再行走。
He healed the bleeding woman.
他给一个血漏的妇人，他都医治他。
Jesus cared for us physically.
实际上耶稣基督很关心我们身体上面的需要。
The idea in this passage of freeing the oppressed, it speaks to a ministry that seeks to release those who are victims of abuse of power.
如果受压制的得自由呢，实际上就是说给我们在这个权力底下，我们被人虐待的人呢，都是得到这个自由。
What I like to define injustice as people with power abusing people without power.
我呢对这个不公义所下的定义呢，就是说有权力的人当被一些无权力的人呢，他们来到去压制他们，他们要虐待他们。
Jesus came to release the oppressed.
耶稣基督来就是释放那些被压制的。
He also declared here that he was here to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
而呢也都是说报告神悦纳人的禧年。
The people who would have heard those words would understand that Jesus was referring to the year of Jubilee.
而听这些人读经文的人呢，他们就会明白禧年是什么一回事。
And Jesus' audience would have understood that this year of Jubilee was the practice of every 50 years of releasing slaves, of canceling debt, and of returning land to original owners.
而这个禧年呢，实际上就是每五十年那些还债的不用来到还债，卖了地的 给人的呢，可以得回那些地。
It was built into God's design of community that people would not be oppressed with poverty and with people power have having power over them.
实际上呢，神这个的设计就是说给受压制的人能够在禧年的时候呢得着释放。
I want to state today that I believe the gospel is about Jesus teaching a new social and economic order.
耶稣基督实际上呢，是让我们知道这个社会，我们经济方面，我们需要有一个秩序。
There's so much in this declaration that broadens our understanding of the gospel.
而当耶稣基督这样的宣告的时候呢，让我们对福音实际有一个新的这个的了解。
And we see in Jesus' ministry that it went beyond just proclaiming good news. He also served people in a way that resulted in releasing them from spiritual, physical, social, and economic bondages, redeeming all relational aspects of our life.
当我们看到耶稣基督的事工的时候，不单止他关心他们灵魂的需要，实际上关心他们身体的需要，他们在社会上的需要，他们经济上面的需要。
In the book of Acts, when we see the apostles and the early followers of Jesus having all things in common, and no one had a need among them, this was a sign of the kingdom of God.
当我们看到《使徒行传》的时候，我们看到里面那些信徒一起，他们凡物共用，实际上呢，我们就看到神的国就在他们的中间。
And also in Acts, when we see a fighter, a division that came over the treatment of widows, the apostles made sure that they were properly taken care of, and that too was a sign of the kingdom of God.
而实际上，当那些使徒呢，他们看到那些的寡妇，他们希望那些寡妇呢，都得到同样适当的这个照顾，亦都是让我们看到神的国怎样在他们的中间。
And again, and I reiterate, in many evangelical traditions in the last half century, the focus has been on the spiritual aspect of Jesus' declaration.
过去半个世纪，福音派的教会，我们很着重耶稣基督的宣告，就是说在属灵方面要得到这个释放。
We have had a primarily a one-dimensional gospel that just focused on the spiritual.
我们的福音的层面呢，就是在属灵的层面。
Yet when the gospel is understood in its multidimensional aspect, it brings a richness and deeper appreciation of what the kingdom of God is really like.
实际上，福音呢是多个层面的，让我们看到在神国里面那个叫丰富和丰盛。
When relationships are functioning as God intended, people will not be held in bondage to poverty and oppression.
当上帝所希望我们看到这个的团体，这个的秩序的时候，神的国就实实在在在我们中间。
This is justice. This is the gospel in its fullness.
而这样的时候呢，我们看到这个就实际是公义，福音就活在我们里面。
This is a message that the world so desperately needs to hear about.
實際上是我們現今世界非常需要的這個的福音。
Again, back to Jesus in his early ministry, he revealed the nature and character of God to us. He demonstrated care for the poor, the oppressed, and the outcasts of society.
耶穌基督在事工裏面，給我們看到他怎樣使到被壓制的，那些是貧窮的，那些是被人家排擠的人，他得到釋放。
Even as Jesus began to commission his disciples and others to do ministry, we see that he gave them a mandate to care physically for people as well.
當耶穌差佢唔同嘅門徒出去嘅時候咧，佢亦都話俾佢哋聽，佢哋要關心佢哋實際上身體上嘅需要。
In Luke chapter 9, Jesus sends out the 12, and in Luke chapter 10, he sends out 72 to proclaim the kingdom of God.
在路加福音第九章、第十章咧，佢都分別派唔同嘅人，甚至70个人嚟到出去，嚟到宣告神嘅福音。
But he didn't only ask them to proclaim, he also gave them authority to heal the sick and to cast out demons.
他不单止呢俾佢哋嚟到去宣讲呢个福音，佢亦都俾佢哋呢班人呢有一个能力嚟到将呢个撒旦呢个魔鬼嚟到赶走。
Jesus saw that as an important part of the ministry.
耶稣基督睇过呢个系一个佢事工嘅好重要一个部分。
One day, an expert in the law, someone who knew the Old Testament laws, came up to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
咁有一日咧，有一个嘅律法师系好明白律法嘅专家，佢走嚟问耶稣，佢话：我应该做啲乜嘢先可以承受永生
？Now Jesus knew he was a teacher and knew the Old Testament, so he said, "Well, you tell me."
耶稣基督其实都清楚知道那个人呢是很明白这些律法的，因此呢耶稣基督就说，你告诉我是什么啦。
So the teacher said, well, the scriptures say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
路加福音第十章第27节，那个律法师的回答就说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
AndLove your neighbor as yourself.
又愛鄰舍如同自己。
Jesus said to the teacher of the law, "You have answered correctly."
咁耶穌同佢咁講話，你答對，答啱啦。
Don't you feel good when you answer a question correctly?
我哋答啱個問題，係咪你覺得好舒服咧？
Now, trying to justify himself, the teacher of the law says to Jesus, "Well, wait a minute. Who is my neighbor?"
咁咧，嗰個人咧話要顯明自己有理，佢就同耶穌講啦：邊個係我嘅鄰舍咧
？And Jesus answered him by telling the story of the Good Samaritan.
咁耶穌基督咧就話俾佢聽個故事，這個咧就係好心撒瑪利亞人嘅故事。
Now, how many of you are familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan?
係咪個個人都識得呢個故仔咧？
We know it's the story that Jesus tells of a man walking down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
咁咧個故事就話有一個人喺耶路撒冷行到去耶利哥。
Robbers jump out and they beat him and they strip him, they rob him and they leave him as dead.
咁咧喺落喺強盜嘅手裏邊，咁佢哋剝咗佢啲衫，將佢打到半死，就掉咗喺路邊走咗啦。
And as Jesus tells the story, he then says, a priest comes by, he sees the man, he does nothing. I wonder if today he would say, a senior pastor walked by and did nothing.
咁咧，耶穌繼續講個故仔咧，就係有一個嘅祭司嚟到經過，佢都唔理佢。但係今天係咪話好似有一個嘅主任牧師嚟到經過，佢亦都唔理佢咧
？And then Jesus says, "Well, then a Levite comes by. I wonder if today he would say a professor at a seminary came by and did nothing."
咁咧有一個利未人，或者如果今天咁講咧，就話喺神學院教書嘅一位嘅教授經過，亦都冇理佢。
And then Jesus said.A Samaritan man walked by, and he bandaged the man's wounds. He paid the expenses to see that he got well.
然后咧，有个撒玛利人经过咧，佢同佢裹好个伤口，甚至咧去个酒店嗰度咧，同佢付费用，等佢可以休养。
What Jesus was teaching here is what I call the Good Samaritan principle.
耶稣基督喺度教紧我哋呢个好撒玛利人嘅原则。
The Samaritan in this story had nothing to do with the assault of the man.
其實那個撒瑪利亞人同那個被強盜打到半死的人呢，完全是沒有關係的。
Yet, he took it upon himself to care for the victim's need at personal cost, inconvenience, and possible danger to himself.
而他願意是 將呢個好唔方便咁樣嚟到去同佢裹好呢個傷口，甚至自己揞荷包啊，同佢俾錢俾酒店嘅費用，並且仲會有一個危險，就話強盜可能都會嚟捉佢嘅。
Jesus looks at the teacher of the law and he says, "Go and do likewise."
咁咧，耶穌咧就同嗰個嘅律法師講，佢話：你去照樣行吧。
What is clear about this story is that loving our neighbor is not if you feel like it, or if it is a means to an end, or when it's convenient.
咁其實喺呢個故事入邊，俾我哋話俾我哋聽，我哋愛我哋嘅鄰舍咧，唔係話我哋覺得嚇我哋需要愛我哋嘅鄰舍，或者我哋話呢個係我哋嘅時候去愛我哋嘅鄰舍，或者我哋想達到咩嘅目的。
It's also a story that teaches us that loving our neighbor is not only if they believe like you do.
但係重要就係話，我哋愛嘅鄰舍係咪佢嘅相信嘅信仰係同我一樣呢？
Jesus is teaching us here, I believe, that compassion is a spiritual discipline. That we must cultivate in our life if we want to become more like Christ and reflect an accurate image of God to the world.
耶穌基督喺度嘅教導就係話，我哋呢個憐憫嘅心腸，實際上我哋需要培養嘅，我哋先能夠反映到我哋上帝嘅愛點樣去愛嗰啲有需要嘅人。
Even the book of James says, "Faith without deeds is dead."
雅各書同樣俾我哋嘅教導就係話，沒有行為嘅信心係死嘅。
Why do you think God addresses the idea of serving and doing and caring so much throughout Scripture?
但係點解我哋喺經文裏邊睇到咁多去服侍別人嘅呢啲嘅經文呢？
I believe it's because we are so prone to selfish living.
或者我哋每一個人實際上都關心我哋自己。
In our sinful human nature, we are so wired to take care of me first, aren't we?
我哋因為喺一個咁充滿罪性嘅社會裏邊，我哋每一個人都會首先係關心自己先。
You know, I found a scripture verse that teaches us that not caring for the poor is actually a sin.
但係喺聖經入邊，我揾到就係話，如果我哋唔關心嗰啲貧窮嘅人，實際係一個嘅罪。
I want to read this verse of scripture too. It's found in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49.
我想同大家睇以西結書第十六章四十九節。
Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and the needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them as you have seen.
以西結書第十六章四十九同五十節，神啊，神話佢話：看啊，你妹妹所多瑪的罪孽是這樣，她和她的眾女都心驕氣傲，糧食飽足，大享安逸，沒有輔助困苦和窮乏人的手，他們狂傲，在我面前行可憎的事，我看見便將他們除掉。
Now I grew up in the church, and I was always taught when I heard the story of Sodom and Gomorrah that it was only because of the sexual sins that God destroyed the city.
當我細個成長嘅時候，教會俾我嘅教導，所多瑪、俄摩拉佢哋所犯嘅罪就係佢哋喺性方面嘅呢個嘅罪行。
But here we see that the sexual sins were actually symptoms of root sins that went even deeper.
但喺我哋喺呢度睇到咧，就係因為入邊仲有一個更深一層嘅罪行，以致先至會犯到呢個性嘅罪行。
These scriptures teach us that the sin of Sodom were arrogance, self-indulgence, and indifference, a lack of concern for the poor.
實際上，所多瑪所犯嘅罪咧，就係佢哋好驕傲，佢哋自我放縱，佢哋對人咧就漠不關心。
When these sins take root in our lives, some key things happen.
而當呢啲嘅罪喺我哋生命嘅深處嘅時候，我哋就會有事情會發生。
And the first is a loss of compassion.
就話我哋冇咗憐憫嘅心。
A second would be a loss of the value of individual people.
而我哋咧亦都唔會尊重別人。
And so as the people in Sodom and Gomorrah began to act out these sexual sins, it was to be self-indulgent and self-gratifying, and they didn't care about the value of individual people.
因為佢哋咧都唔尊重別人嘅時候咧，佢哋喺行為上邊就表現喺佢哋嘅喺性方面嘅呢個種種嘅罪行。
Now, if we're honest, some of these sins of arrogance and self-indulgence and indifference or lack of apathy for the poor, they're realities in my own heart. And I'm sure many of you, if you look in your own heart, will say, they're realities in mine.
當我們苦心自問的時候，遇上講這些罪，實際上都在你和我的心裏面。
I believe this is one of the reasons that God calls his people to serve other people, especially those in great need.
我很相信，就是上帝给我们的呼召，就是说有很多人是很需要我们去关心他们的。
When we serve those who are less fortunate than us and begin to engage with people who are vulnerable and that suffer injustices, we battle the temptation to succumb to these sins in our own lives.
當我們去接觸那些有需要的人、被壓制的人、貧窮的人的時候，實際上比我們本身，我們的心靈也得到這個益處。
As we serve other people, the idea of arrogance is replaced with humility.
當我們服侍別人的時候，我們心高氣傲、驕傲的心咧，就會被呢個謙卑嘅心嚟到代替。
The temptation to be overindulgent and satisfy just ourselves is replaced with generosity.
而我哋放縱，我哋係話淨係顧住自己嘅心咧，就會俾我哋慷慨嘅心嚟到代替。
And instead of indifference, we become sensitive to the needs of others.
我哋漠不關心嘅時候咧，亦都會變成有一個敏鋭嘅心靈，知道別人嘅需要。
A friend of mine who worked in a Christian humanitarian organization for many years, he said this quote to me once, and I'll never forget it.
我有一個嘅朋友，佢喺一個基督教嘅機構，基督教嘅人道機構，同我講過以下以上呢番嘅説話，我一路都記住。
When we are serving with an other-centered focus, we are being transformed.
當我們是以別人為中心這個侍奉的時候，其實我們是得著這個改變更新。
He said, we may need the poor more than they need us.
實際上，我們比起貧窮人需要我們，我們實際更加需要他們。
How do we apply these things? Because it can be really overwhelming to think of the millions of people in need. So how do we apply these principles to our life?
我们怎样将这些原则应用在我们日常的生活里面呢？
There's a few things I think we can start right at our own home.
我想我们可以由我们的家里面来开始。
We can commit to treating everybody we meet with dignity.
我们可以说我们接触的每一个人， 我们都有尊重他。
Because remember, as I said, administering justice is ensuring that all people are treated with dignity and value.
记不记得我刚才提过，当我们以公义来待人的时候，就是说我们待每一个人，我们看他是有价值的，都是珍贵的。
Because every individual has been created by God, and Jesus has given his life for them.
因为我们每一个人都按照神的形象做，耶稣基督也是为每一个人以致舍弃他的生命。
Maybe that needs to start right in your own home.
我们可以由我们的家来开始。
Maybe it needs to start within your own workplace.
或者在我们上班的地方。
There is not one person that you lock eyes with that does not matter to God.
而当我们望着每一个人的时候，实际上上帝同样是关心每一个人。
It's also becoming aware of what is going on around us in our school, our office, or our community to look for those injustices that are happening.
同样，当我们这样做的时候，我们就变成会关心究竟在我们回的这个学校、我们的公司或者我们的社区里面有没有一些不公义的事情呢？
If you are in a position of power, don't abuse it. Treat people with fairness and justice.
当如果你是在有权力的位置的时候，你是不是以公平、公正来待你的管理的人呢？
Are you in business? Then don't cheat the system or your clients. Treat them with fairly and with dignity.
当你如果做生意的时候，你诚诚实实地这样来到是对你的客户。
I think another application of this principle of warding against arrogance and self-indulgence, we can reflect on our own consumeristic habits and how that impacts the world, and we can try to live more simply so that we can live more generously.
當我們來到去思想我們自己的價值觀的時候，我們就會知道我們怎樣能夠慷慨來到待別人。
Maybe it means asking the question, do I have extra material things that I could give to a neighbor in need?
究竟我是否真的有多餘的物資，我的鄰舍是有需要的呢？我是否會給他呢？
We can also become aware of those issues of injustice that happen right here in our own city and try and volunteer or administer justice right in our own city.
當我們看到這個城市都有一些的不公義的事情的時候，你是否會作為一個的義工，你會站出來來參與呢？
I spoke to a woman here in Toronto who oversees a refugee safe home, and she told me that when she speaks in churches about her ministry, she said, people will give money, but it's hard to find volunteers to give their time.
我認識一位嘅朋友，佢喺呢度咧係負責一啲難民嘅安全屋嘅。咁佢話我去到唔同嘅教會嚟到去傳遞呢個信息嘅時候，佢哋話佢哋好願意係喺呢個事工上邊嚟到奉獻。
So maybe God wants to challenge you about giving your time to serve new Canadians, new refugees to Canada.
但是你是不是真的说我愿意付出这个时间来到照顾初来的一些的难民，他们怎样在这里来落脚呢？
Again, we can also become aware of global issues of injustice and engage at a variety of levels, whether praying for, supporting ministries that are addressing injustice, or again, financially providing funds.
我們也可以在各種不同的基金上奉獻，來到祈禱，以致我們能關心普世這個的需要。
So as a denomination, how are we trying to apply this?
而作為宣道會，我們這個宗派，我們怎樣實踐這個信心和盼望呢？
So again, as a denomination, we're seeking to be more intentional about living out justice and compassion and sharing a gospel that includes those aspects.
而我們嘅宣教士出去嘅時候咧，我哋傳揚呢個福音，就要話我哋包括有公義同埋憐憫嘅心。
So back to my story of the woman from Niger. How are we trying to address her issues?
咁我哋初見過嗰幅圖片喺尼日爾嗰個婦人，我哋點樣幫助佢咧
？So we do things like mosquito net distribution to address the issue of malaria and children dying before they reach the age of 5.
咁咧，頭先講過嗰啲細路仔嘅夭折啦，佢哋喺藥疾上面嘅需要啦，我哋就俾啲蚊帳嚟啊，俾咗佢哋。
I always like to challenge local churches by saying, if New Covenant knew that 1 in 5 children in your children's program in your nursery were going to die by the time they reached the age of 5, wouldn't you do all you could to prevent it?
如果逆地而處，我哋基約宣道會，我哋入邊嘅小朋友嚇，到5歲嘅時候，每5個有一個死去嘅時候，你係咪會將最好最好嘅嘢俾咗佢哋呢？
So as our missionaries are working in contexts where this is a reality, we want to address it.
所以我哋嘅宣教士喺前線見到啲情況嘅時候咧，佢哋就會對呢啲需要作出一個反應。
This is also why we do things like teach community health education.
我哋亦都會係俾佢哋認識健康嘅須知啦。
In this context, these men are all village leaders in different villages in Niger, and they are learning about how to prevent and treat the common cold.
而喺呢度咧，見到好多嘅男士坐咗喺度，實際上佢都係唔同嘅村落嗰啲嘅領袖，佢哋係學緊咧一啲健康嘅常識，點樣係關心我哋普通嘅，好似傷風啊嗰啲咁嘅病。
And this is why we work with local medical clinics to provide affordable medications for children or teach midwifery so that fewer women will die in childbirth.
所以我哋都喺嗰個地方嘅診療所裏邊教導佢哋普通嘅健康嘅常識，亦都教導嗰啲孕婦咧點樣嚟到去關心佢哋嘅 BB。
In the culture like Niger, where women are not valued or they're married off at such young ages, we have a vocational training center.
而我哋喺尼日爾呢個地方咧，因為嗰啲嘅婦女、細路女咧都不被重視，我哋會有一個嘅喺尼日爾有一個嘅職業培訓嘅中心。
And these young girls are learning skills, and they're learning to read, they're learning business skills, they're learning health information, just to make them better young women and prepared for life.
咁嗰度咧，嗰啲細路女咧就會學佢哋一樣嘅技能啦，佢哋都會學點樣嚟到過佢哋嘅生活啦。
In order for the girls to join the three-year program, their dads have to sign a contract that they will not marry them off before they're finished.
而我哋亦都係需要同呢啲細路女嘅爸爸咧簽一張嘅合約，當佢哋喺受訓嘅三年嘅裏邊嘅時候咧，就唔會將佢咧係嫁咗人同嚟到賣咗出去。
We have a ministry in Southeast Asia that are helping young women coming out of prostitution, and they're brought to a safe house where they learn skills that will provide them with the ability to make a living in a healthy way.
而喺東南亞嘅地區咧，亦都有好多細路女咧被賣去做呢個嘅妓女嘅工作嘅。咁我哋咧都有好似安全屋咁嘅嘢嚟到將佢哋咧喺呢啲嘅困境嘅裏邊咧拯救出嚟。
What's so amazing is that these women are learning that they are loved and valued by God and that He has given them gifts and abilities to serve their own communities and families.
而當我們看到這些有需要的人的時候，我們實際上知道當他們受了這些訓練，他們就會去服侍他們的社區。
We also serve in many cultures and places where children cannot afford to go to school.
亦都有很多的地方，那些小朋友是沒有能力來到去上翻學讀書的。
So in some of the places where we work, our teams are providing tuition and school uniforms in order that this new generation can grow and learn and experience hope for their futures.
咁當我哋服侍一啲唔同嘅地區嘅時候咧，我哋就會俾嗰啲小朋友有機會嚇著校服啦，佢哋能夠上堂啦，能夠讀書。
One of our newest ministries is in Niger, where 57 children who've never had one day of school between the ages of 5 and 12 are now learning.
在尼日爾咧，嗰啲由呢個五歲到十二歲呢啲嘅兒童，我哋開始呢個新嘅事工咧，有57位嘅同學，佢哋實際上完全未受過咩教育。
It's just a one-room classroom, very simple, but it's a great first step in seeing these kids get an education, including girls.
頭先睇到個咁簡單嘅班房咧，就係佢哋開始嚟到去學習，而且咧甚至嗰啲細路女都有機會嚟到學。
One of the things as well that we do as a denomination is respond to the global tragedies of right now a Syrian war, Iraqi war, and helping to minister to refugees.
當我哋睇新聞嘅時候咧，我哋知道伊拉克、敍利亞有好多嘅難民，我哋同樣都有服侍佢哋。
This here is a shot. It used to be all desert, and now it's a refugee camp of about 130,000 people.
大家睇到呢個地方咧，原本係呢個沙漠嘅地帶嚟嘅，但係而家咧全部變咗嗰啲難民嘅帳篷，入邊咧住咗13万嘅人。
I visited this area of Jordan just on the border of Syria within this last year and witnessed many of the refugees coming to our Alliance Church in Mafraq, coming to our Alliance churches in that region. Many of our churches are serving the refugees in that area.
而我哋喺呢個約旦同埋敍利亞呢個附近呢啲好多唔同嘅宣道會咧，我哋睇到啲難民有呢個需要時候咧，佢哋都會接觸我哋教會嘅同工。
We saw many refugees living in just terrible conditions wherever they could find a place, even outside the refugee camp.
咁咧，佢哋嗰啲難民咧，實際上居住嘅環境咧，非常之惡劣。
The Alliance churches in those regions are caring for people. They're providing them with material aid, but they're also providing them with care, with visitation, and with prayer.
而我哋探訪呢啲地方嘅時候咧，不單止俾佢哋身體上邊嘅需要，我哋都會去佢哋屋企裏邊探佢哋啦。我哋都會為佢哋禱告。
Many of our pastors are saying our churches have doubled in size, so now we have to worry about discipleship.
好多嘅牧師同我哋講，佢哋嘅教會咧有呢個倍增，而家咧佢哋需要關心嘅咧就係點樣同嗰啲新嘅信徒有呢個門徒訓練。
Last Sunday, I just returned from the Philippines.
過去個星期日，我啱由菲律賓翻嚟。
As you know, the typhoon that hit about a year ago, last weekend was the anniversary. Thousands of our church members lost homes. Many of our churches in the Philippines were damaged.
啱啱係過去颱風嘅吹襲菲律賓嘅一年嘅時間，喺嗰個地方咧，實際有好多嘅教會，有好多嘅人民，佢哋嘅居住嘅地方都係被破壞。
One family took me to behind their new house to show me this little shack. It was just made of whatever they could find. They lived in that for months until they had their home built for them.
呢幅嘅相睇到咧，就係話當佢哋起咗間新屋之後，呢個咧就係佢哋遭遇災難之後喺嗰度住咗成幾個月嘅時候，因為咧執到啲乜嘢咧，就用啲咩嚟到起間屋噶啦。
So as a result of funds that many of our churches and across Canada have given to the Global Emergency Response Fund, they were able to have a new home like thousands of other families.
因為我哋喺呢個宣道會呢個緊急救援基金，我哋奉獻時候咧，佢哋得以重建佢哋嘅家園。
Many of the churches were damaged, and we have been able to rebuild many of the churches as well.
咁咧，教會咧都被破壞，亦都得到重建。
And again, many of the pastors in the Philippines have said our church is double the size as many people have come to faith in Jesus since the typhoon hit.
同樣咧，喺菲律賓嘅教會，好多牧師都話俾我哋聽，佢哋教會同樣都有雙倍嘅增長，因為經過颱風之後，好多人咧都決志信耶穌。
So we're involved in many kinds of compassion and justice ministries. I could take you to many more countries, but we don't have time today.
實際上，我可以帶大家去好多世界唔同嘅國家，睇呢啲公義同埋憐憫嘅事工，我哋點樣可以去參與？不過今天嘅時間實在唔足夠。
But all these kinds of ministries are ultimately about introducing people and the principles of God's kingdom, where communities experience health and wholeness in all areas of life.
我哋希望喺呢啲唔同嘅地區嘅裏邊，佢哋能夠經歷到神嘅國係幾咁嘅完全。
As we seek to establish the church in these contexts where there is so much brokenness on many levels, we must model values of God's kingdom.
而當我哋喺呢啲嘅地方咁有需要嘅地方嘅時候，我哋更加俾佢哋睇到神嘅國裏邊嘅價值究竟係乜嘢。
So we do have a gift catalog, and like I've said in other services, you can blank the tape on this one. Throw away your world vision catalogs.
咁咧喺後邊咧就有一本，大家等人出去都可以攞嘅。呢本就係我哋係為呢個公義同埋憐憫事工奉獻嘅呢個嘅目錄。
We have Alliance, the Alliance gift catalog that raise funds so that our missionaries can do this kind of work in amidst their church planting efforts.
我哋宣道會喺前線嘅宣教士，佢哋咧係。或者有建堂的需要，我们都可以为他们特别的需要，我们来到有这个奉献。
So I invite you to take a catalog there at the back. You can take one as you leave this morning.
当你离开的时候，你们可以拿一本。
In all these ministries, we realize that we not only demonstrate the gospel, but we also must declare the truth about Jesus.
而在众多的这些事工里面，我们不单只关心你的需要，我们更加跟他们来宣告耶稣基督的真理。
Because if people's hearts and minds are not transformed by Christ, we will never address the systemic issues of poverty or injustice in these communities.
如果他们那些人的生命不会得着这个转化，得着转变的时候，他们就不能够为他的社区来到服侍。
So thank you for your partnership in the gospel. A gospel that goes beyond just spiritual, but physical and relational wholeness.
我感謝大家，你喺呢個福音嘅事工上邊一嚟有同工，不單止關心佢哋嘅靈魂嘅需要，更加關心佢哋全人嘅需要。
I invite you to bow your head and just spend one quiet moment asking God how He would like you to respond to this message this morning.
希望大家都低頭，用一段安靜嘅時間，你點樣對神呢個嘅信息有呢個嘅回應？
Lord is challenging you just on a personal level of how you live your life.
或者神你俾一个挑战，就话你喺你个人嘅生命嘅里边，你点样去到活出嚟咧？
Perhaps God is challenging you to be more attentive to the needs of the poor and oppressed around you.
或者神俾你嘅挑战，就话你睇你身边旁边嘅人，有边啲系贫穷嘅，有边啲系受压制嘅咧？
Perhaps for some of you, the Holy Spirit is whispering, maybe calling you to want to give your life to serve overseas in the context of some of these cultures.
或者圣灵可能微声同你呼召，你系咪愿意嚟到出去喺以上讲嘅呢啲嘅地方嚟到去服侍咧？
Perhaps God is challenging you to live more simply, so you can be more generous with the gifts He's given you.To support ministries that are involved in seeking justice.
或者神俾你嘅挑战就话你点样过简单啲嘅生活，以致你可以为呢个公义同埋怜悯嘅事工嚟作出呢个奉献，使到有需要嘅人真系得着帮助呢？
Dear God, would you just continue to speak as we continue to open our lives and our hearts open to you.
天父上帝，当我们一路低头祈祷的时候，求圣灵打开我们的心。
Amen.
谢谢。